Hello and good day. Welcome back to the second podcast of the Project Coping Against Information Disorder. I am Maria, an AI-based voice from VoiceMaker, and together with my colleague Hudson, we will guide you through the 7 training modules of this Erasmus Plus project. In this module, we will show you how critical thinking is important for dealing with information disorder. We will explain what critical thinking is and what its components are, and we will illustrate the tools that you can use for critical thinking and that will help you build critical thinking skills.
What is critical thinking? Critical thinking is a concept that has its roots in 3 academic disciplines: philosophy, cognitive psychology, and education. The philosophical approach focuses on the hypothetical critical thinker and on the qualities and characteristics of this person as an ideal type, rather than on the behaviors or actions the critical thinker can perform. The psychological approach focuses on how people actually think versus how they ideally should think. Critical thinking here is defined by actions or behaviors that critical thinkers can perform. The educational approach is based on observations of student learning and views critical thinking within a hierarchical taxonomy of cognitive information processing skills, with comprehension at the bottom and evaluation at the top.
What are the components of critical thinking? First, there are the abilities, or skills, which help you for the analysis of arguments, claims, and evidence. Other skills are using inductive or deductive reasoning, judging or evaluating information, and making decisions and solving problems. Second, critical thinking has the following dispositions, or attitudes: open-mindedness, fairness, tendency to look for rationality, curiosity, a desire to be well-informed, flexibility, and finally, empathy. Thirdly, a certain background knowledge is also important. A domain-specific knowledge is crucial, as evaluations and evidence vary highly from one domain to another.
Critical thinking for dealing with information disorder. When you deal with information disorder, critical thinking concerns the ability to question the information that individuals see, and the ability to distinguish between high quality and unreliable contents. Research indicates that, on the whole, students often lack the necessary skills to effectively navigate information disorder. To address this issue, it is crucial to provide education on information disorder and to promote initiatives that stimulate critical thinking among students. These measures are vital for enabling students to construct their own internal cognitive firewall that can safeguard them against the perils of information disorder.
The rapid changes around information disorder in the digital age require a wide array of knowledge and skills in order to be able to deal with information disorder in an effective way. We could call this a multiliteracies framework. This multiliteracies framework contains skills for dealing with information disorder, combined with knowledge about factors that contribute to information disorder. The key components include critical media literacy, information literacy, news literacy, algorithmic literacy, statistical and quantitative literacy or numeracy, knowledge of the implications of artificial intelligence.
Is critical thinking slow thinking or fast thinking? When you receive a piece of information, you can engage in one of 2 ways of information processing: systematic processing or heuristic processing. Systematic processing encompasses careful, thorough analysis of the evidence that is present, so that you arrive at a well-founded credibility evaluation. Systematic evaluations require substantial mental effort. Alternatively, the heuristic processing is characterized by a rather intuitive use of rules of thumb that require little to no cognitive effort, so that you arrive at a quick credibility judgment. As you can imagine, critical thinking means taking the time to engage in more detailed and specific processing when you are confronted with news or information. You need time to reflect on the source of the information, its reliability and credibility, its biases, and a possible hidden agenda that comes with it.
The importance of skepticism. In their work, journalists and fact-checkers engage in systematic processing and evaluations of information. They use the following six questions, which make up the principle of skeptical knowing. First, type, what kind of content is this? Second, source, who and what are the sources cited and why should I believe them? Third, evidence, what is the evidence and how was it vetted? Fourth, interpretation, is the main point of the piece proven by the evidence? Fifth, completeness, what is missing? What might be an alternative explanation or understanding? Sixth, knowledge, am I learning every day what I need?
These questions lead us to critical ignoring. The complexity of our digital environment, which contains constant stimuli that are competing for our attention, makes it difficult, or even impossible, to use these six questions with each piece of information. Therefore, it is important that we know for which information we should invest our limited cognitive capacities, and which information should be better ignored, so that we do to not deplete our mental resources. This balance between knowing what to ignore and where to invest time and effort is known as critical ignoring. Critical ignoring constitutes a paradigm shift from focusing on analyzing information to the power of ignoring information. Critical ignoring can be seen as a new aspect of critical thinking for the digital age.
Now we illustrate three tools for critical thinking. Self-nudging involves the use of situational control strategies. You should become able to handle your exposure to distracting and hard-to-resist stimuli efficiently. This strategy increases your autonomy and helps you to regain control over your information environment. For example, you could set time limits on social media. The second tool concerns lateral reading. This means checking the information by leaving the source and verifying the information on a different source elsewhere. For example, you could check several news sites about the same reported event. Thirdly, do not feed the trolls' heuristics. Do not engage with malicious sites and reward those actors with your attention. For example, instead of wasting time to reading them, just block and report them.
Build critical thinking while avoiding skepticism, cynicism, and distrust. It is important that you do not stimulate exaggerated skepticism, cynicism, and distrust of media. There is a fine line between healthy skepticism and distrust. Despite its good intentions, media literacy education could teach students to distrust online information without equipping them with the necessary skills to determine themselves whether a piece of online information is credible. This evolution might result in a general distrust of the media and bad credibility evaluation methods that encompass selective research that only reaffirms pre-existing beliefs.
Be aware of cognitive biases. To avoid exaggerated skepticism, it is important that educators teaching critical thinking about online information not only focus on the media, but also on the individual's own potential fault lines or cognitive biases. This encompasses teaching how people's fundamental beliefs have an impact on the way in which they relate to information and news, and what might be done to help them to become more judicious in their approach to information. An example of cognitive bias is confirmation bias, which occurs when individuals have the tendency to gravitate towards information that confirms their pre-existing worldview, rather than on the information that deviates from it. Research shows that misinformed people do not change their minds once they have been presented with facts that challenge their beliefs. Rather, they are likely to become more attached to their mistaken beliefs.
The power of curiosity for critical thinking. To prevent confirmation bias and foster openness to diverse worldviews that challenge their existing beliefs, simply telling people that they are wrong is an ineffective and possibly counterproductive approach. Instead, researchers believe that stimulating individuals' curiosity and finding effective ways of triggering a spirit of inquiry in the education system might be the key to stimulate critical thinking. Curiosity is a strong weapon to counteract biased information and to promote open-mindedness. Educators are therefore advised to design teaching and learning approaches which enable students to be genuinely curious about the world. Then they will be able to make judgments about information and accept evidence that contradicts their beliefs, and they will not simply look for information that confirms their opinion.
Finally, we will inform you about strategies for teaching critical thinking. Researchers recommend 4 types of instruction for teaching critical thinking. The first is explicit instruction about critical thinking. It takes into account the effective component of critical thinking. The second is collaborative or cooperative learning. Here, social interactions and relationships are important for developing critical thinking skills. Collaborations create opportunities for disagreements and misconceptions to come to the surface and to be corrected. Here, you should provide students with common background knowledge how to collaborate. Provide questions or analytical frameworks that are a bit more sophisticated than they would tend to use on their own. Structure activities by assigning specific student roles and create incentives.
The third type of instruction is modeling, where teachers model critical thinking in their own instruction by making reasoning visible and clear to students. Use the approach of thinking aloud, so that students can observe the teacher using evidence and logic to support arguments and assertions. Use concrete examples that are relevant for teaching abstract concepts such as conflicts of interest. Finally, the fourth instruction type concerns constructivist techniques. Here, students take the lead in their own learning and the role of the teacher is de-emphasized.
We hope that you enjoyed this module. If you want to learn more about this theme, then I suggest that you read our guidelines. If you want to build up your skills, then you should visit the section with activities and exercises on the e-platform or in the mobile app. There are also 5 more podcasts waiting for you. They inform you about other important aspects connected with fake news and information disorder. You will hear about conflict-solving techniques, the importance of dialogues, about reflective skills, and finally about digital skills. They are just a click away.